89.1 KHOL. Today we're joined by Max Ludington and Shannon Clay, who are here to talk about the new Teton Rideshare app that is targeting commuters specifically, coming from Snake River Canyon and also up and over Teton Pass. And Max, can you tell us where the idea come from and what's the general picture with Teton Rideshare?
So we started at a conference last year, a 22 and 21 conference. And one of the big issues that was being talked about for all of the communities was commuter traffic and just traffic in general. And I think it's something that any Valley resident can relate to. And the question was posed at that conference, why isn't there a rideshare app that could facilitate this? You know, technology could sort of play a role in helping augment the efforts of START and others who are trying to address this. And it was a great question. So we reached out to a number of rideshare startups, and Duet is a rideshare startup in the Bay Area, sort of explained the scenario here in the Tetons. And they said it sounds like a great place to have a test market, a test launch. So we've been coordinating with Duet, this rideshare app, who's donating their services to a 75-mile radius around Jackson. Teton Rideshare is a special project of Friends of Pathways, and we've gotten a 1% for the Tetons grant to sort of fund our initial efforts to launch this app and support it and have it integrate with existing transportation solutions like START.
This is meant to complement the START bus program, right? So you're not trying to be a competitor or anything. It's a free app, and it's just the looking at the big picture to get cars off the road and increase the flow of traffic here on our constricted roadways. How's that START bus partnership working out?
It's an integrated effort to create systems that address high flux times of travel. So data is going to start from the app to illuminate high commute times and where they could put in new lines.
Just to add on to that, I think one thing that START struggles with, they don't have great data about people that aren't using the bus line. So they know bus traffic and they can count that, but they can't count how many people are coming over the pass or up the canyon before or after a bus is running who would like to take a bus. And it's hard for them to get that information. So part of what we can do via this app is show them use patterns, like Shannon was saying, that can help to augment their services, or, you know, if they need to expand bus services, it gives them data to base that decision on or change times.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting about the Teton Rideshare app that's just going for a soft launch here this week with the Teton Village Association, as I understand. So tell us a little bit about how that TVA partnership came together. And then if I'm someone who says, oh, this app sounds great, how do I go about it? Tell me a little bit more nuts and bolts about how this app actually works.
We were looking for markets that already existed to create webs, basically, of commuters. The Teton Village Association has altogether around 3,000 employees. So it was a great organization to go to see if they would be interested in doing the soft launch with us. They had been looking for creating alternative systems of transportation, and so it was a great partnership to go in with for the soft launch to provide those type of networks. In order to have a working network, you have to have at least 50 people in one area that are using the app to match up ride times.
Yeah, the more riders you have following similar commute schedules, the more successful the app is at pairing you up with someone that's convenient, kind of catch a ride with. And maybe that's one thing to explain about exactly how the app works is, you know, you enter in your commute schedule and it pairs you with someone with a similar commute schedule, say whether you want to be a rider or a driver, and then it will pair you with someone who is in a similar location to you following a similar commuter schedule. So as Shannon was saying, the higher the concentration of people with similar commute schedules are, the more likely it is to find you a good match. So TVA was perfect. They needed a solution. We needed a test market. And so it paired up well, and they've been a great partner to work with.
And Teton Rideshare is a commuter-specific app, so it's not like some of the other rideshare apps that folks might be familiar with in the big city. I'm sure you guys get that question all the time, but can you give us a quick synopsis about how Teton Rideshare differs from, say, a Lyft or an Uber?
Sure. And just one quick clarifying point, too. Duet is actually the app. So if people are looking to download it, they'll be downloading Duet. They can visit TetonRideshare.com, and we just have information about the program. So anyone who downloads it is able to take advantage of it for free. And, you know, there's a small reimbursement that goes to drivers from riders that's based on the mileage. Back to your original question between, you know, Lyft and Uber and these guys. Duet basically is not an on-demand service. You have to schedule this in advance. It will be 45 minutes in advance. So it's really geared at commuters and kind of shared carpooling and facilitating carpooling rather than a taxi service. It's not on demand. You can't just say, I'm here, I need a ride. Who's the first person to come get me? You know, as I said, it extends out to Idaho Falls and Pinedale, but we really do see this as, you know, a regional problem. And so it's requiring this as a regional solution.
And as we've mentioned, the soft launch happening this week and the full public launch happening in early January. So what does the vision look like for the 1-3-5-year plan for this Teton Rideshare Duet app?
This is a new idea for this region. So I think we love to have it get traction really during the winter months here, have it really primed and ready to roll out for the summer. So I think in that first year, it's really trying to get traction, get people used to using this is a solution that should save people time, money, and take more cars off the road. You know, I think 3 and 5 years is a, you know, it's hard to envision for us exactly where it could go. But yeah, I really do think this has the ability. It's worked in other communities and urban settings. It's been successful, and it is a common solution now for people. So I think getting this community used to using these sorts of solutions. And I think, you know, there's a lot of potential to grow this into a bunch of different kinds of solutions. But I think the main goal 3 and 5 years is to sort of shift the mindset of the communities that make up the Teton area and start to look to creative solutions for commuting options.
I also want to just mention that I'd like to see a feature within the app that kind of is more environmentally focused. If you look at your month, maybe you go back and you look at your profile over the month and it says, oh, by carpooling, you've saved this much CO2 from going into the air, or you've saved this much impact on your car, and there's less wildlife being hit on the road. So just maybe features that are also boosting the morale of why you would want a rideshare. And I could also see people creating more community through the rideshare, because you're going to be meeting people that you wouldn't normally meet. As far as 5 years from now, it would be neat to see, you know, a fully integrated effort with more bus lines, more people carpooling, and not feeling like we're inundated by cars all the time. So
yeah, I read an interesting YDOT study about the summer traffic. Everybody thinks that it's, oh, the tourists are in my way again and all this stuff. And they found that the large majority of the license plates, even in the summer, stuck in traffic on the highway, or either the Teton County, Idaho, or Teton County, Wyoming plates. So hopefully this app gains some traction. Duet is what you need to look for in the App Store. Teton Rideshare is what it's called locally. So Max and Shannon, thanks so much for swinging by. And more info at TetonRideshare.com. You got it locked on your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL.